This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And what an incredibly disappointing, incredibly long night it was last night as the Phillies fall 7-2 to the Dodgers, dropping the second game, third game of the series, second loss of the series. The Phillies back at it today. Early start, 12:35. The Phillies hoping for a salvage of a series split here today. Luckily, Aaron Nola on the hill makes you feel a little better about it, but certainly a frustrating game last night, just a frustrating night, as there was a almost two-hour rain delay packed right in the middle of the game. We'll dive into it all. Short show today with the big early game coming up today. Again, we will dive into it all. This is Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Thursday, July the 18th. As again, we come off just a disappointing showing last night from the Phillies. And it was a disappointing evening across the board. As the game got started early, Phillies give up a run in the first. Nick Pivetta just struggled a little bit there. Didn't give up a hit, but some untimely walks and inability to kind of harness his emotions at times yet seemed to just continually be the issue for Pivetta over and over and over again. Really last night, though, hard to get on Pivetta. It wasn't really Pivetta's fault. Didn't have too much of an opportunity to do much, as he was only able to pitch two innings prior to the rain delay, and then they're off for 2 hours. Pivetta was obviously not going to come back in the game at that point, so leaves the game only down 1-0. Again, Pivetta pitches 2 1/3 innings, doesn't allow a hit, does allow 4 walks, though. So that ultimately allowed the 1 earned run. 4 Ks, 4 walks, no hits, 1 run, and 2 1/3 innings. And then the rains came, and the rain stayed, and it was a long delay. It was like a well over 2 hour delay as we're hanging out waiting for the game to come back. Eventually it comes back. They would play till 1:40 in the morning, and back at it today at 12:35. So not much turnaround for this Phillies team. Hopefully Nola can come in and just shut it down, but ultimately the Phillies bullpen holds for a little bit. J.D. Hammer comes and starts the game out of the rain delay, pitches an inning and 2/3. Jose Alvarez, another clean inning, and then it fell apart. Edgar Garcia gives up a run. Juan Nicasio gives up a run. Austin Davis, who's somehow back in the minors yet again, gives up a run. And that was all she wrote. On the flip side, the Dodgers staff and bullpen, especially, obviously, for the Dodgers, Maeda starts the game, but he also would not return, but just 2 innings, 2 shutout. But then the bullpen combines for 7 just brilliant shutout innings. The Dodgers only allow 2 run innings, no earned runs. As Julio Urias gives up 2 runs, but none are earned, as the Phillies only muster 2 hits on the evening. 2 runs, 2 hits. And that was all she wrote. Just a really frustrating performance from the Phillies. Scott Kingery, one of your 2 hits. Adam Haseley, one of your 2 hits. That was it. And again, just a disappointing loss. And also, we've been saying for a while, we've been doing the whole, hey, if the season ended today, playoffs thing. Well, guess what? For the first time in a while, would not be true. As meaningless as it was, it didn't mean anything anyway, but if the season ended today, the Phillies would not be in the playoffs. Milwaukee Brewers have jumped them. The Brewers a half game up on the Phillies, Cardinals, and Diamondbacks, all tied. Right below them shows you how difficult and annoying this whole thing could be with all these teams kind of hovering around the same level. San Francisco Giants keep winning games, which is crazy. Only 2.5 back of wild card now. It's a glut there. We'll dive into it, but obviously over the next few weeks and all that. But it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But last night, just a bummer. I think from top to bottom, when you look at the performance, then you add in the rain delay, which was just suck the juice out of everything, and then coming back, playing some late-night baseball, and then to just kind of just fade. You know, they held strong to the 6, ultimately give up a run, and then it kind of snowballs from there, but really to only muster the two hits and just another somewhat lifeless performance from Philly's team, and the rain delay certainly added to that, but just another really disappointing performance against the Dodgers, and the whole series comes down to this today, 12:35 start. Luckily, the Phillies have Aaron Nola on the hill, which makes a massive difference. Obviously, that is the one guy on this team that you've had any sort of semblance of belief in at all this season. So you hope that Nola can go out and continue to pitch like he's pitched. Ross Stripling for the Dodgers, a good pitcher as well. Not Nola, but a good pitcher. So it's not like it's going to be a cakewalk today, but really a must type of situation for the Phillies is the season. See, and that's a funny thing. They're only a half game back of the wild card, but just in terms of confidence, in terms of the way this team is put together, in terms of belief going forward, they need to put a little juice back in this team here. Unfortunately, as we know, last night Nick Williams called back up as Jay Bruce. Two nights ago, we talked about it after it happened. The strained oblique put on the IL, just a massive loss. Someone this team really just can't afford to lose. Jay Bruce has been the best hitter on the team since coming over from the Mariners, which is absolutely crazy to think about. But Jay Bruce has been an incredibly important player for this team. He's played a really nice left field, but more than anything, he has been the most consistent bat they've had on the team. Bruce, an oblique strain. Who knows how long it could be out? I think best case it's 2 weeks. Worst case it's 6 weeks. You know, it's that type of injury where you don't really know if it's going to linger. It's in a really tough spot for hitters in that center midriff type area where when you're swinging a bat, just think about how much torque and how much violence goes into that part of your body. So it is a notoriously difficult injury for baseball players to return from. So we'll see. It's a bummer. That's a real bummer, as this team just has not been able to catch many breaks when it comes to the injuries, when it comes to that front of things. This team just hasn't gotten many breaks, and this Jay Bruce one, certainly not a break. Far from a break. It is a big kick in the you-know-what. That's what I'll say. As, again, from a on-the-field perspective, from an off-the-field leadership perspective, it's a killer. It's a really rough loss there of Jay Bruce. You hope he's not out too long, but again, you worry with that. Gene Segura had missed a couple games with a heel issue, but he did pinch hit last night, so you think that Segura is probably doing okay. Nice to have Adam Haseley back in the fold. Haseley in the lineup last night, goes 1-for-4, one of your two players with hits last night. Nice to see him back in the fold. Brad Miller got the start at third again, as Franco still benched for hustling slash the groin issue. Who knows what it actually is? You know, we'll see. But a disappointing showing last night. I don't think there's any other way to put it. And losing Jay Bruce could lead to more disappointing showings. That's a real issue. I'm legit worried about this team without Jay Bruce. Who would have ever thought we'd be sitting here talking about how crucial Jay Bruce was in mid-July, but here we are, and it is true. Jay Bruce is incredibly important to this team's success, so you hope he can recover quickly. Only a couple weeks to go to the trade deadline. We're 13 days away. The Phillies have been scouting some stars yesterday. An interesting John Morosi tweet comes out, says that the Brewers and the Phillies leaders in the clubhouse to be the teams that are trading for a expected to be moved Mike Minor, of course, the lefty for the Rangers, having an outstanding all-star season. Someone who has a year of team control passed this year. It's interesting. You look at the guys who the Phillies have been connected to so far over the last week or so. In addition to that one, Marcus Stroman, a guy who has 2 years left on his deal. And then also Robbie Ray in Arizona, a guy who has a couple years left on his deal. So it does look that the Phillies are interested in adding pitching, which they have to be if they're going to compete at all. And I know that Andy McPhail's comments kind of rankled some people one way or the other, but I think McPhail was more saying we're not going to trade for people who only help us this year. It's interesting that the Phillies are looking at guys who are signed through next season too. That was something we thought they would do, and I think that's a really interesting angle for this team, and I would love that. I think that's a smart move. As you know, this team in my mind is just not good enough to make an all-in type of commitment for this year. But I do believe that first and foremost, making the playoffs would be a massive, important achievement for this franchise, so I'm not going to shirk that. And then if you get somebody who's going to be a part of the team next year, and then maybe you sign them past that if they're good, who knows, but ultimately, somebody who's going to be here next year, I think that's enough of a return to help me try and make the playoffs this year, help me get that run, help my team get the reps, let guys understand what it takes to make that type of run, and then next year you get them back too when you really are ready to make a run. So I love that philosophy. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, especially with the Brewers being the other team in on Mike Minor, or team weighing on him. You look at the standings right now, the Nationals in the first wild card spot by a game and a half over the Brewers. That means two over the Phillies. As right after that, the Cardinals, the Diamondbacks, and the Phillies all sitting there a half game back of the Brewers for that second wild card spot. Then the Giants at 2.5 back, the Padres at 3 back, the Rockies, who just keep losing baseball games, are at 3.5 back, the Pirates at 4, the Mets at 5, the Reds at 5, and then the Marlins all the way at 13 back. So crazy how many teams are in it, though. I mean, you look at the Rockies to the Phillies, you know, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams to the Brewers, excuse me, all separated by 3.5 games or less. So pretty crazy. And then the Nationals in front, and obviously the Braves just starting to run away with the division at this moment. But it's going to be exciting. It's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. All right, big one today. As again, look, the Phillies need to find a way to salvage a series split here, as this is a crucial game. It really is. Look, that 9-8 win a couple nights ago was awesome, and we got excited. And to do it against Jansen in the bottom of the ninth when it felt like there was no chance they were going to win that game, it was massive. It felt really cool. I appreciated it. It made me excited in the moment, but it didn't carry over. It hasn't yet carried over, and we saw it again last night. Rain delay, whatever or not, the Phillies just got handled by a better baseball team, and they have to win today. Seriously, I know that sounds crazy. I'm not saying it's a must-win, that the season's over from a wild card perspective, but for me, I need them to win today. And I think for them, from a you know, confidence standpoint, they need to win today. You lost the series against the Nats at home. You can't lose this one, too. They have a much easier schedule coming up. We got the Pirates coming up. We got the Tigers coming up. We got some games they can win. Need to find a way with Aaron Nola on the hill to split this series. You have to do it. Got to do it. Monster game. We'll be back tomorrow. Short show again is 12:35 starts. We will know soon how it goes. We will be back tomorrow. We'll dive into that and look ahead to the weekend. But again, must win game for the Phillies. As close to it as it could be today. So hopefully Nola can go out there and get the job done. So until then, thank you for listening to Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.